Alright, everyone! It's the Grimlord here, and the moment you've all been waiting for! Episode 9 has begun! It's finished, and episode 10 is almost... It's getting underway, too. It's really close. So we might have episode 9 and 10 this month. Or not this month, but this year. Maybe even episode 11. He's going pretty fast. But, alright, guys. So, this is what you wanted. We're back. I know the interlude wasn't great, but this is what you came here for. So let's get it going. I think we all need a refresher. So do you remember, it's been a while since we've played it, but do you kind of remember what happened?
They were starting to plan, and basically they were starting to plan the Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were going to help, I can't think of it.
Well, it's gonna tell us.
Yeah.
I've been in one relationship. I don't want to talk about that. Ended poorly, huh? I didn't see her as a girlfriend until we said our goodbyes to each other. Dildos. Alphas. They fucking trashed everything. This isn't how a normal fraternity works. We slowly rebuild this place, piece by piece, together, and we did. I'm really proud that we got fucking 100% in the windows. That took some work.
Oh yeah.
It's hard work, but we're a pretty big team. I don't think we've earned enough to pay for the windows. Dude, we're in the clear! Because of you, our maggot's big night was ruined. You're not worth shit to me anymore. They may be the only sorority, but we'll still throw big parties without them. Vinny can't find out that we're changing dealers. Where do you score your weed, Vinny and your burned bridge? I can get you some extra from her if you're that desperate. We're gonna host parties again, starting with Halloween. I'm still in charge of the party planning, but you can help out. You know Ashley? I kinda like her. My gut is telling me to give up on her and move on, but it's hard. And all feelings for my sis and Joy, they're gone just like that? Yeah, I think so. What in the world is he still dressed up like the Monopoly man? Not long ago, I didn't know these people, and now we've grown quite close. It's better to choose. If things are serious between you, you already know who you want to be with. Maybe I'll want a relationship someday, but it's not today. I'm Professor Stephen Burke. This is my wife, Dr. Jade Burke, who we know quite well.
Yeah.
If there's ever an odd couple in the class, you and I could pair up and have a good back and forth. Let's find out if she's serious or not. Not here, tonight, the school parking lot at 10 p.m. Pound me as hard as you fucking can. Jill, please. The student has no business in the mansion. Get security to show this boy out. Jill! Would you like to go out on a date with me? Why are you within our gates? Get off my property, you filthy and disgusting loser. Oh, and I punched him. Remember that?
Yeah.
There was a fire at the mansion. Your friend caused all of it. Are we ready for some doubles? I'll show you, you ugly face wearing rags piece of filth. Oh my god, Tybalt, your teeth. Using me to get to Jill is not something a winner would do. She's warming up to me, I can feel it. Meanwhile, have fun not seeing her again. Is that Tybalt's phone? Remember, he got his teeth knocked out.
She shells by the seashore.
He's totally gonna freak out. Any questions so far?
Remember that.
Gas, chatter. Jill, will you marry me? No, I do not want to marry you, and I'm done playing along with this bullshit. I want to help you, Maya, but you don't know what you'd be helping me with. I talked to my dad about Maya. He wants to meet us next week to discuss it. What the hell are we walking in on? Fuck. 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 Remember, and this was the end of season 2. Don't expect much, this is just a teaser. Yeah, that turkey looks good. They're making CGI food too real, man. Oh, what the
fuck? Oh, it's like anime food. They make
anime food is real good.
Crazy real.
What the fuck happened? Boo! Did I scare you? Dude, where the fuck are your pants? You barged in while I was getting dressed. We have a problem. I can't find the kegs. Ask Grim. He wanted to be a party planner and he'll have to learn things the hard way. Huh? You don't know anything about it? I told you, ask Grim. Alright. What about the rest? Everything looks good? For sure. It's one fucking scary... Excuse me. For sure, it's one scary fucking mansion. Man, that spider looked cut. Blood of an alcoholic. There's good music in this game, for real. And it's all commissioned. Like, he'll hire artists to make this shit. It's amazing. This is how you profit off your music if you're a musician. Unless you're a punk band from Sweden that doesn't like money. Oh, hell yeah, you came early. Willie, you're such a hottie. Dude, shut up and don't touch me. Retching noises. Leon? What the fuck? Have you seen James? What the fuck?
Dressed up as a girl for Halloween.
That, you know, you can't do that anymore. That's they're trying to say, oh, you can't do that. Because it upsets trans people. Have you seen Jamie? I have a bone to pick with him. Why the fuck are you dressed like a chick? It was Jamie's idea, and now he's fucking bailed on me. Haha, I gotta hand it to Jamie, that's a fucking good prank. Hey, wait. Wait! That's not the ladies' room. Haha. Slow down, tell me again, what's the problem? People are inviting themselves to our party. So Grimm's just like a Roman... Looks like a Roman...
Spartan?
Yeah, Spartan. People are inviting themselves to our party. There will always be party crashers. That's what happens when you host a party. Tommy told me to fix it, even though I know he's responsible for the guest list. Same thing happened with the party budget. It was his responsibility, but it didn't add up at all. Ah, okay. Well, take it up with Tommy again. I don't want to get involved. You're not going to help her? I've got this.
I've got this.
Okay, I've got this. It's just... He told me I could plan the party, and he even wanted to be my mentor, but he's treating me like I'm a slave. And this is why I'm out. Look, I'm thrilled you're throwing this party and thankful for all you did to make it work. But if Tommy wants to run this his way, it's up to him. Parties are his responsibility, and I don't want to feel like I'm micromanaging everything. He accepted that I took charge when we fixed the mansion, just like I accepted he's taking charge of the parties if he wants to. Yeah, I get it. I do. But it's different. It's way different working with him than working with you. Tommy's got a lot to teach. I know it. He's thrown some amazing parties in the past. I don't doubt that, but I expected it to be easier. Grim, I can't find the kegs. Go ask Tommy. He told me to ask you. Do we have any kegs or not? We're gonna be short on beer. Relax, I ordered them. They should be here somewhere. You need to help me find them, bro. Huh, I'll handle it. How come you chose to be a vampire? I'm not just a vampire. I'm Count Cocula. Haha, okay. How come you chose to be Count Cocula? Aside from having a big cock, I can't stand sunlight and I love to suck girls' necks. Haha, Tommy, stop that. Tommy. Bro, are you wearing a skirt too? What's up with the dicks tonight? Everyone has turned queer for Halloween. I'm not finished putting on my costume because I'm busy trying to solve your problems. What problems? The uninvited guests, for one, and secondly, we can't find the kegs and we need them. There's no beer? Zip it, crossdresser. My room now. There's beer, you see. I'm his party planning mentor, and he's having some learning disabilities. Grab a drink, and I'll be right back with you. Keep that neck warm for me. Look, you wanted to be a party planner. Admit you fucked up and need my help. It's fine, you know. Everyone makes mistakes. No mistakes or blame Tommy?
No mistakes.
I haven't made any mistakes. Everything's been going great until now, when everything seems to happen at once. I feel you, I do. You're dressed as a girl and can't handle the pressure. I get it. It's a big day for you. I'm trying to fix your problems and you're not helping me.
That's funny.
No, that's not what I remember. I clearly remember ordering you to do those things. Did not. Did too. You're amazing. Level 8008 on easy mode, right? How do you do that? No, it's normal mode. It's pretty simple when you know a few tricks. But you have to be patient. It took me many hours and bathroom breaks to get to this level in triple tile. I don't think anyone can beat that. Did you invite the Pink Rose girls? I talked to Lily and they'll be here. As guests or entertainment? I thought I told you to check, but I will do it if you can't handle it. I'm trying my best, but it's not easy throwing parties. When I planned with Sage and Quinn, we made some great decisions, but there's so much to consider when it comes down to the details. Like, will there be food? What kind of food? How do we decorate and did we get enough decorations? What's the schedule for activities gonna be like? Gah! Damn, you seem even more lost doing this than I ever was. How did you manage to get this place fixed again? I'm beginning to think Derek did all the heavy lifting. Since you've been doing this for a couple of years, will you help me? Hey, you went around my back and started planning the party with the Hots. I can't help you. As a surprise, dude, you didn't seem against it when I first told you. I'm not against the party, but I've been thinking a lot about what you did. You waltzed in my office when I wasn't there, sat naked in my chair and rubbed your balls all over it. And then started throwing papers around like a monkey, thinking that you did a job well done. And now you're asking me to come back to work and clean up the mess you made. I heard you throw the best parties, and I want this party to be great, don't you? You're gonna have to stick your nose a bit further up my ass than that. I've already asked for your help. Help me, please. I see potential in you. You remind me of a shittier version of me, so I'll do it. Thanks, I guess. I'll be your mentor. My mentor? I admit my efforts as your father were subpar, but can you blame me? I got stuck with a dud and I didn't think you'd make it 2 days before giving up. But I'm not gonna be in college forever and I want the Dick legacy to live on for centuries after I leave. So I know that torches will have to be passed on and someone will have to take care of the parties after me. Oh, I don't appreciate the dud part, but that's nice. Don't ruin it. I'm gonna teach you how it's done. So you've made the big decisions already and now it's time for the details. Ask yourself, what's most important when you're planning a party? The alcohol, the girls, the decorations, or the food?
The alcohol.
That there's enough alcohol to go around? Wrong. The most important thing about planning a party is realizing that even a perfect plan will fail, no matter what you do. Doesn't matter if the food sucks, if we run out of liquor, if the place looks like shit. The moment the party starts, everyone's gonna have a good time anyway because we're the fucking dicks. Students love our parties. They get to drink at them. They think we're cool no matter what we do. If the decor is shit, they think we're being ironic. If we only serve vodka, they'll think it's a theme. If we order pizza last minute, they'll think we're awesome for caring about them being hungry. So we shouldn't even plan the party? I didn't say that. We're going to plan, but if things don't work out, it's not a big deal. Okay, so you want to be more relaxed about it. Now you're getting it. You're always so fucking serious about shit. You need to dial it back. Planning a party, it's a form of art. Yin and yang, you need to strive for balance. A little bit of beauty inside of the shit, and a little bit of shit inside of the beauty. I never heard you talk like this before. Do you even know what makes a great party? That everyone's having fun? Yeah, you're not far off. Everyone should have fun. It's not gonna happen because alcohol always finds a way to ruin it for some, but it's what we should aim for. And when I mean that everyone should have fun, I mean the dick should have fun. A happy host means a great party, and seriously, fuck what the guests want. But you gotta pick your battles. Someone might get disappointed by your choices, but there are other parties and maybe you take care of them a bit extra next time. I see, I can't make everyone happy. You could try, but it might cost a lot more than we have a budget for, or there might not be room for it. Don't go blowing the budget early though, the more money you save, the better the party activities will be. Right, the activities. Problem is that while the party might last all night, at some point people will get too drunk to want to do all the shit that you planned. Again, we need a balance. And since I'm your mentor, I'll help you choose what we'll do for Halloween. Actually, I already talked to Sage and Quinn about this. We talked about having a best costume competition and maybe some blindfold games. Boring! That's not boring. You need to learn, bro, so I'm not gonna be a dick about this. I'll give you some options and you'll pick. Picture this. It's early on in the party. People arriving and have started drinking. No one's dancing yet because they're not drunk. Everyone is walking around talking, checking each other out, being like, what are you supposed to be tonight? And damn, that's a nice costume. And now's the time for the first activity of the night. What should it be? What are my options? People are still sober and they want to get drunk. A drinking competition would work. It will cost money since we're encouraging people to drink more. And it can backfire if someone gets too drunk and has to end the night early. If we want to spend more money, we could have a body shot battle. That will surely get girls drunk, and it's pretty damn hot. $20. So what do we want? I want to go with the body shots. Body shots sound fun. Let's do that one. Alright, lower your expectations for it, though. Think of it as a warm-up. Girls will still be sober, and odds are they won't go too crazy. Now it's the middle of the party. Most people have shown up. Many are drunk, and the others are working on it. People are in the mood to dance and have fun, and their inhibitions are lowered. What do? And before you go asking me for advice again, let me say what I think. We should get dirty and naughty. Sure, so what about that blindfold game I mentioned? It's decent, but it's not for Halloween. Why would we? It's much better suited for a panty party or something. Panty parties? We have those? You've got a lot to learn. Many will be dancing, but the ones who aren't, I say, huddling up and telling scary stories or having some haunted mansion tour where you have to work close to each other. Let's do that then. All of it is free, no? That's naive. It's not free. And the real issue is that we won't have time or space to do all of it. Haunted Mansion. I want to go with Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Let's do dancing in the Haunted Mansion thingy. Yeah, whatever. Make sure you put someone in charge of that Haunted Mansion tour. It'll cost some money. Okay, we're almost done. It's late in the party. Some people will start dropping off soon, while others might stay until morning. Many people are wasted by now. It's the last chance to do something before people don't care about activities. Hell, some might be off fucking or puking. Strippers are going to be here, and while you might think it's enough that they came to party, I want to get my dick some action. I want to have a private competition, so make a budget for it. What about the best costume competition? Okay, do that one, but don't involve me in it. Competition.
Do the competition.
Okay, I think we have enough money to spare for that. See, that's how you do it. Okay, let's start with that, but change your mind if you need to. Go ahead. Let me see you do it for the Halloween party. How would you make the dicks happy? Party planning. Party 1, Halloween. Play tutorial. In the party planner minigame, you plan parties, trying to keep the dicks happy. This tutorial will teach you the basics of the game. Click Jacob to highlight him.
Jacob's the black guy.
Yeah. The happiness of each dick can be seen from their avatar and the smiley in the info box. Disappointed, neutral, happy, or very happy. Can we have something to smoke at the party? Drugs? Okay. Click Jamie to see his happiness. Jamie's okay. Okay, Jamie has a higher level of happiness than Jacob. The happier a dick is, the higher your score will be for fulfilling their needs. Every dick has four needs you can fulfill. The more needs you fulfill, the happier they'll be. The three bottom icons show which items they want to be surrounded by and how many. The text at the top is a special need that we will talk about later. If you fail to fulfill their needs, they'll lose happiness and you'll get a lower score. Their happiness will increase or decrease depending on your playstyle, and the minigame choices will affect the story. I didn't know that. Let's fulfill Jacob's needs. Click on Jacob. Jacob wants one beer. Click the beers item to right to select it and place it in the highlighted box on the grid. Okay. Oh! Okay, so there's a beer there next to him. The beer is disabled because it needs cups to activate. Pardon. The information to the bottom right shows any requirements to use the items. Okay. Click the cups item and place it in the highlighted box next to the beers item on the game. The beers is now active and Jacob's first need is fulfilled. The green dots at the top left of his avatar show how many needs you have fulfilled. Jacob wants one speaker. Since you don't have any speakers, you'll need to purchase one. Click the speakers item and do, and then the buy button. Oh, we can sell them too. You bought one speaker and spent money from the party budget. Keep track of your money. You can sell back unused items you bought if needed. Put the speaker in the box below Jacob on the grid. Activate the speaker by putting a music supply next to it. Click the music supply and put the speaker item. Music supply? Oh. And then you put the speaker next to that. Oh, okay. Okay, I see how this works. This is kind of complicated. Because beer has to have a cup, and speaker has to have the music icon. You satisfied another one of Jacob's needs. Jacob also wants food. Click the food item. So, food. As you can see from the check mark to the top right of Jamie's avatar, he's also interested in food. So, click Jamie. The food item will be used by both Jacob and Jamie, but it needs to be activated first. Activate it by putting a trash can supply in a grid next to it. Trash can supply? Oh. Great job. By being smart with item placement, you can fulfill the needs of more dicks at the same time. Any empty grid next to a dick in any direction can be used to satisfy their needs. Click Jacob again. Every dick has a special need at the top of their info box. Read it carefully to understand how to fill it. Jacob wants drugs at the party, but where in the grid do you put the special needs items doesn't matter. To summarize, a special needs item can be placed anywhere on the grid, but the items indicated by the icons must be placed on a grid next to the dick. Click the drugs item. You can see how Jacob wants the drugs as indicated. However, Nick doesn't want drugs. Click Nick to see what his need says. Let's not have any drugs at the party. If you add drugs for Jacob, you will lose the already fulfilled need for Nick. Put the drugs in the highlighted box on the grid and see what happens. Jacob's needs are fulfilled while Nick lost one of his already fulfilled needs. Click any item on the grid to remove it and return to your inventory. Click the drugs you placed on the item to remove it. When you plan parties, there'll be activities listed here. Most of them cost money. They all improve your party greatly. Prioritize them for a higher score. Your goals with the minigames are to fulfill as many needs as possible for the dicks and to keep them happy. Items and activities cost money, while guests and supplies are free. Keep a track of your budget when planning your party. You can permanently upgrade your free item inventory between party planning rounds. Each party you plan will get a score that's affected by how many needs you fulfilled and the score multiplier, which you increase by fulfilling needs. After each party, you will get a report showing your score and letting you choose different perks for the future. You can watch this tutorial again within the minigame. Click the X on the top right to finish the party planning and select the starting perks. Start every party planning round with one more. So, what do we want? You get two items. Think about what we already have and what we don't have.
Do we already have?
It says zero on the ones we don't have, and there's one on the ones we do have.
Okay.
This upgrade is permanent, and it's up to you how to plan.
Or liquor.
Best plan for your future needs. At the start, having at least one of each item is a good strategy.
I'd say liquor. Well, you want dancing, so we got beer. Mm-hmm. But
for your first party, select two extra starting items. Hint: food, liquor, and speakers can be useful in the first minigame round.
Liquor and speakers.
Perks offer powerful advantages. Between parties, you may select one perk. This gets complicated. Don't need that to activate. If we have the perk, then we don't need a trash can for finger food. Jello shots, we don't need a cup for the alcohol. And that, we don't need a cup for the beer. So which one?
Jello shots. I always enjoy it when someone breaks out the jello shots at a party.
This upgrade is permanent, and it's up to you how to best plan for your future needs. The recommended starting perk is either Pipe Wave or the crowdfunding, but you may choose it differently too. Don't be scared to experiment. Oh, so there's more. Reduces the cost of drugs, reduces the cost of kegs, reduces the cost of speakers, increase the party budget by 4. I'm going with that. 50% extra bonus score from activities. Receive 20% extra happiness points for each need fulfilled. Unfulfilled needs lose 20% less happiness. Dicks with at least 50% happiness as a 0.1 multiplier. Save up to $5 for the next party budget. Excess money is lost between parties. We only get one. 50% extra bonus score from activities. Let's do this one, the crowdfunding. I think increasing the money is probably going to be really...
$4.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
And that's a permanent perk. Like, once we do this, it's every time we play. Because we'll be doing this more than once.
Oh, every time we do, a certain one will get $4.
Yeah. Because this is like the house thing, where they did it constantly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay, the party needs at least 2 speakers. He wants 2 speakers. He doesn't want 2 speakers. Can we have a party without drugs for once? No sausage party. More than 5 girls, okay? The party needs at least 2 speakers. They gotta have at least 2 guys. Let's not skip on the decor. At least 2. We need liquor for drinks. 3 will do. Make sure we have at least 3 trash cans. Can we have a party without drugs? Would be cool if the party had a keg. Do we have a keg? Nope. So first one. We need liquor. For drinks, 3 will do. So we need 2 beers. Can I get one? Nobody's against liquor. So it's gonna fulfill many needs.
Beer's not the liquor.
Yeah, I know, you have to have cups. Okay, so the liquor, we got the liquor done, but he needs beer. We need beer. We've only got 1 beer, we might as well use it. Everybody wants beer. Okay. Can we do some cups? Okay, so we got cups on those. But now we don't have cups here. Okay, so we can get rid of these. See? Look what I did.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I got cups, I've got this whole thing organized. This is kind of fun. Speakers. I know people watching it are like, really, Grim? Well, you guys watched the other one. This one's just a little more complicated. And honestly, I like these because it's a game within a game.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he's the one that... Yeah, he wanted a speaker. And... Give me that speaker. Put that back. And music. Who else wants music? Hold on, let me put that in there. Alright, so nobody's against music. Obviously. They're all... good people. Alright. More than five girls. Where's the fucking girls? Oh, girls. Nobody... Uh-oh. Jacob doesn't seem to care, and neither does... We might have a couple guys that swing another way, which is fine. I put it right up... No. Dude's like, want girls. But he doesn't. Well, he's He's indifferent.
He's in a relationship.
Oh!
Yeah, his girlfriend.
Duh. I should know better than that. Okay, so then... Yes, and then they're all together. They're working. He wants girls, he doesn't. He's not in a relationship.
Who?
Whatever his name. Jamie? Not Jamie. Okay, who's this guy? What's he want? Make sure we have at least three trash cans. He wants snacks, but he wants trash cans. Who else wants snacks, though? Just him? At least two decor. We have no decor. Yeah, we do. Well, what do we need for decor?
Wait a minute.
That don't work. Oh shit. That's my fault. I fucked that up. Put that trash can back. He wants a beer. We're out of beer, but we can buy some. Now we need cups. Buy another beer. Boom. Party needs at least two speakers. Trying to find a way to connect him to speakers. Oh! Hold on, let me buy a speaker real quick. All right, watch this. This is what I call bad placement. I'll show you what I do, what I'm doing. See, I made bad placement, so now it should connect. Because you have to have, let's see, what is this gonna do? Nope, doesn't do anything there. So music gets connected there. But it doesn't connect it here. Bit confusing. because you gotta have two speakers, but. No, it's met. It's green. It shows you how many of their things are met. He still wants more beer. What the fucking can I buy? Boom. Still needs another beer. Another beer? Holy shit. The party's gotta have at least two guys. It is what it is. I don't know how that connects.
Who's into the dudes?
This guy here.
He's got a girl connected to his too.
I mean, I don't think he's going for her. If it's that one. It's that one though. The one from the feminists. The one that has the hamster. Mm. Yeah, she's pretty crazy. Alright, he wants beer. Okay, see, that worked. But it's impossible to get them all, because this guy's still not happy. He said, make sure we gotta have three trash cans. I still haven't gotten this man all the snacks he wants. And this guy wanted decor, but there's no decor coming. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna move this trash can over here, and then we're gonna get this man another fucking thing of snacks, because he's a nut. And put that right there. And then we're gonna go over here and put this trash can over here. Or maybe not. He's the one that said we need trash cans. I got his other thing, but... Oh, I guess it doesn't matter as long as you have the trash cans there. So there can be a trash can just... Who else wants fucking... Who wants trash cans? We need liquor for drinks. What's that? Food. I'm gonna run out of money. Oh. He wants food. But food's nothing without a trash can. Okay. He wants one more trash can. That don't work. That don't work. Damn, you can't do them all. I keep trying to put a trash can in there, but it's not. That, there it works. We just have to have. There. We got more food than we need, but. Still need another beer. Thought we had enough beer. Which beer do you want? Oh, this is going nowhere. This isn't connected to anything. So we're gonna put, there. Okay, we got him. Oh. Okay, see that worked. One, two, three, four. That worked. Okay, we got five girls. See, you connect to a girl. Hey, yeah. All right. What if we just put some guys on the board? Okay, made him happy. Decor. You could just literally buy shit and he's happy. That's all the money we have. We've got another food. Oh, whoops. All we've got left is the food. Damn fucking trash can. So you fill up the whole board. Three. Okay, decor, we got two of those. We need liquor for drinks. Three will do. Oh, well. We don't have any more liquor. We don't have money for more liquor. I can't make everybody... You slowly realize you can't make everybody happy. And he needs one more liquor, and I don't have it. We need liquor for drinks. Three will do. More than five girls. Well, how do you do this? Oh. Didn't work. I thought that would connect. Okay, good. We got him. But we can't do shit with dude. Yeah, we can. We have at least three trash cans. Good. We got him. He wants another food. He's got, I don't know. He wanted food anyway, right? Let's not skip on the decor, at least two. 50%, 41%, 45, 50%, 45, 50, 38, 50, 50. That's pretty much all we could do. All we have left is snacks, and we've got all the...
Yeah, you gotta connect all those, imagine.
No, as long as they're there, they're good. Because, yeah, he said he needs three. Oh, somebody's wanting food, not snacks. We have snacks. We didn't need to buy those. There. I mean, that's... Because, I mean, we got the trash cans. But we can't make everybody happy because he wants snacks. We don't have, we have snacks, but if I get rid of snacks, then, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2. Yeah, hold on. So, snacks. Or, you're the guy that wants the snacks. So, we'll add that, and we'll add the trash cans. There. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's all the girls. I mean, I can only make people about damn near halfway. I mean, it's just... It's not that easy. And the only guy that wants decor... is this dude. And it's impossible because he also somebody got one fucking track. Hold on, I got an idea. I just thought about this. Of course, we have to take out a dude, but we're gonna do this real quick. Watch. Not that. The decor. I thought he wanted decor, but I guess decor doesn't really have a. No. With the guys right there, and then. Okay, now he's happy. He's the one that said that. Okay. Three trash cans without drugs, two speakers. I mean, we only got room for one liquor. But yeah, okay. I'm good with this. I don't have any money. I'm good. This is pretty crazy. Maybe like that? Yeah, kind of shitty to be honest. It doesn't matter because the plan will fail anyway. I'll talk to Sage again about the costume competition. Yeah, whatever. That's it for planning. Any thoughts? It's going to be a fun party. Better be, at least it'll be the last one you'll plan. So can you be responsible for some of these? Yeah, I'll do some of it. Great, I'll take food, music, and check with the guys about helping out. You could take care of the beer and help with the guest list maybe? Tommy? I told you to take care of it. Look, do you need me to take care of it or not? Yes. Say the magic words. Fuck you. Found them, now you can stop being a baby. The guest list doesn't matter, either. Uninvited guests always show up. It's cool if they do. The only exceptions are for jocks, preps, and nerds. Kick them out if they show up. You had the beer all this time? I'm trying to teach you a lesson. Is the lesson that I can't trust you? Yeah, shut up. Go put on the matching bra to your outfit. I have some necks to suck. Ass man, there you are. I've been meaning to ask you something. Yeah, sorry, I'm a bit all over the place right now. What do you need? First off, what the fuck are you wearing? Yeah, I'm wearing a skirt. I got interrupted while putting on my outfit. Are you kidding? The party's already starting. Yeah, and I've been running around trying to put out fires. Party planning isn't as much fun as I thought it'd be. It's super stressful. Chill out. Come have a beer with me. Thanks. It's the first one of the night. Drink up and you'll feel better soon. You went with astronaut, huh? No, I'm an astronaut. Funny. That looks like an expensive outfit. It wasn't too much. Still, it's Halloween. I'm going to win that best costume contest, hands down. Aha, we'll see what the judges say about that. You're one of them, aren't you? Yeah, it's going to be me, Sage, and Quinn. Great, that's one out of three votes. Don't count on it, maybe, or joke. Joke? Why, is Sage voting for you? S-Man, what the fuck? You wanted to ask me something? Yeah, speaking of feeling stressed, I've noticed you felt that a lot lately. And not just about the party planning. Thanks for noticing. No, it's been rough. So what's up about that? Where the fuck should I begin? I guess it started at the Burks. They're all related? What? Is Sage a Burke? No, I think it's Morgan Burke, but she uses Morgan. Yes, exactly. Morgan, this is so bad. I shouldn't be here. Why? Okay, they're waiting. And I'm sorry in advance. I didn't think my brother would be here tonight. And make sure he doesn't cause any trouble for us. Grim, are you coming? Welcome, Maya. I've seen you brought quite the support group. Heh. What is he doing in our home? He's our guest, and what the fuck are you doing here? I told you not to come. I'll come and go whenever I want to in my house. Knock it off, we have guests. Yes, Daddy. I'm sorry, I had to freshen up. Welcome. Everyone. Oh, man. Awkward. Please, make yourselves at home. We'll be having dinner soon, so I thought I could borrow my daughter and Maya for a while. As I understand, the rest of you have great things to tell me about Maya, but I think it's best if we start this way. Honey, refreshments. Yes, of course. Grim, will you help me? Sure. What are you doing here? Are you crazy? I'm trying to keep our affair a secret, and you show up unannounced? I didn't know you were Sage's mom. Did you think I would have shown up if I did? We're the Burks. We're among the elite of B&R. I don't care about school politics or whatever. I want to get out of here, but I can't because I have to help my friend, and it'll look bad if I leave. I'm feeling uncomfortable about this. Look, don't do anything irrational. No one suspects a thing. The situation is manageable. Yeah, you're right. After this, don't ever show up here like this, okay? I'm gonna try, you know, unless Sage invites me for some reason. You're friends with my daughter? I thought you were here for Maya. Didn't we? I think we did bang her daughter.
Yeah. Several times.
Several times. Yeah, I'm very good friends with Sage. We actually... Fuck. You said what to her mother, bro? You what? I need to tell you this. I may have... Sage and I... Don't you dare tell me that! I didn't know you were related. I already told you. It just happened. I never planned to have sex with your daughter. Oh, God. Ew. This is too much. But I'll never do it again, I promise. Can you really promise that? I have to promise it, for Sage's sake. If this reaches her, she'll get very hurt. Listen to me. No one will ever know about us. There's no harm done. And as I see it right now, we have both have a mutual understanding and interest in keeping this our secret, and that's good. You shut your mouth about it. Never come back here without checking with me after tonight. I'm gonna try, because you know I don't want to stop this. And I hate it, but you're gonna have to lie to my daughter. It would be best if you stopped seeing her altogether. I can't stop seeing her. We're too close. God, this is a mess. Don't lower your guard tonight. I'll try to do the same. Help me with the drinks. The glasses are in the cupboard. In that cupboard. Inhales. Did you just smell me? You smell incredibly good. Don't stop her. God, I've been missing you. Smack. Fuck, this isn't good. I can't resist you. What are you doing?
I feel like they're gonna walk in.
I got so fucking hard thinking about bending you over the counter and fucking you. Moans. God, no, Grim. Grim, are you out of your mind? I got so turned on by you, I can't help it.
Messed up. You should have saved before, because I feel like this is going to go really bad.
Someone could walk in on us. I don't know why that makes me harder. Moans. This is so bad. Then stop me because I can't. No, don't stop. You're so wet. Just like you got harder, I got wetter. It's exciting, isn't it? It's like I'm a young adult again, fucking in the room next to my parents. Fuck, I'm so horny. Mommy? What's taking so long? Tybalt, leave! Huh, but I... Don't you talk back to me. Go sit on the couch and don't you dare come back unless I say so. Hurry up. I can't stand the company. Grim, I just came. Oh my God, are you... Oh, fuck! Grim, what? Oh, God! I gotta have you, Mommy. Make it quick. Don't hold anything back. If someone walks in now, we're done for. What the fuck am I doing? Holy fuck, this escalated so quickly. I'm fucking Sage's mom. I'm close. I'm gonna come. Finish inside. We don't have time to clean up any mess. You're gonna be the end of me, Grim. This is exactly why you can't show up. I can't restrain myself when I'm with you. I know, it's so hard. But you better find some way to get a grip, or we won't be able to hide this forever, let alone for the night. Oh, man! Is that a good stopping place? I think so.
Yeah.
Holy shit! So the party planning, for those of you that tuned out because of the party planning minigame, you missed out on some real good stuff.
Well, this explains who I mean,
okay, fine. We'll
explains who she was.
We'll go a little more. Yeah, the waves were really big. I fell off my board a lot. It sounds like you had a great time after all. And if I may say, you're beaming with positive energy. Haha, yeah, I'm happy to be back. So you're living alone these days? Yeah, I've still not gotten used to it. How's that going for you? Well, some mornings and nights, I set the table with two plates before I remember it's just me here. On the upside, it's nice that I don't have to wait to use the shower and the hot water is always running. But the house has one too many rooms for me alone. I thought it would feel luxurious, but it makes me feel more... Sorry, I'm doing well is the answer I should have gone with. It's alright, you miss your son. Who wouldn't? How's college for him? Oh, as I gather, it's great. He's got a lot going on for him these days. He has a lot of classes and tests, and he's part of a Greek group. The Dick Boys, yeah, that's the name. The Dick Boys? Please don't ask me where they come up with all these crazy ideas. Haha! So, since I left, has he been, happy? Yeah, very much so. After you left, he's been as happy as a clam. I mean, not because you left, but... He's been happy? Yes. Phew, that's good. Really good. I've been wondering about that a lot. I don't know how much he's told you, but we didn't talk for a while. Is that so? Yeah, I tried calling him tonight before I came here, but I couldn't reach him. I was worried he maybe blocked me because of him not liking me anymore or something. Blocked you? No, I'm sure he didn't block you. There was some message saying his number was disconnected, so it must be something, right? You know what it is? He got a new phone not that long ago. It's got a new number and everything. He probably shut off his old one without thinking much about it. I'm sure he still has your number. Remember, we did get a new phone partway in the game. Yeah. Oh, that explains it then. Can you tell him to call me or something? I want to talk to him again. Of course, I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that. Here you go, darling. Some refreshments. Okay. So, do you want to continue the whole dinner party? I don't know how long.
Do this, because
yeah.
So much of it was spent.
On the planning. Probably 20, 30 minutes at least.
Excitement.
Here you go, darling. Some refreshments. Thank you, Mommy. Is it weird that he calls them Mommy and Daddy, or is it just me? What was that? You have a lovely home. Thank you, you're too kind. I'm not particularly fond of this conversation, Pit. It's a little bit too 70s for my taste, but Steven insisted. Take deep breaths. You couldn't have known this. So what, you're having an affair with your former fuck buddy's mom. There's nothing wrong with that. And you can't resist her, so you banged her in the kitchen when her entire family was at home. Hell was made for people like me. I hope my issues with Tybalt don't affect Maya's chances in any way. It's probably good they're off talking in private. Maya's more than an eligible candidate for a scholarship. She graduated magna cum laude and is aiming for a social work degree. Social work, you say? Maya, please tell me why you've chosen that line of study. She's... I asked Maya. Well, I... Speak up, be confident. I want to help people. Families. I want to help families. In which ways? It's the kids I want to help, really. When they're young and their parents fight with each other or them, they have nowhere to run. It's like they're prisoners in their homes. I want to support these families so these kids can get the help they need. I feel it's too hard for the current system to give proper help and that there's not enough that can be done until it's too late and damage is done. I want to work in a way that makes positive changes so they can get help earlier and easier when they're warning signs of domestic abuse, for one. So their entire upbringing gets better. That sounds very noble, and B&R does have an excellent social work program. I agree. It's one of the reasons I applied. And I wish to be able to continue my studies, but I'm... If Maya could get a scholarship, it would ensure that she can put more focus into her studies instead of having to split focus on finding other ways to fund college. For example, having to work at the same time as studying isn't optimal for a student wanting to achieve the high goals Maya has set for herself. So I thought we could do something for her to help her with that. Sweetie, you've made it clear where your heart lies regarding Maya. However, I'd like to hear more from her. Sorry, I... Join the others. I have a few more questions for Maya. You'll have to excuse my daughter. I can see that she's very passionate about helping you. He has to be a professional about this, though. When she's passionate, she accomplishes great things. So you're under the impression that I can help you with a scholarship, correct? Well, yes, that's what I've been told. Helping students fund college is something I take pride in and enjoy. I'm sure you've read the newspapers. Why do you need help with funding, if I may ask? What is your current situation? I have a co-signed loan that my father prepared, but truth be told, I'm having some family issues affecting my studies. I don't know if I can continue studying for long because of it. If I can get help to fund college, I believe it would change everything. So this is not about wanting help, but more about needing the help. Yes, exactly. It's quite pressing. Okay, I'm going to read the computer.
It says, Maya Bailey, Wallace Resources sponsor, account number, payment status available. Document IDs, Wallace Resources TDC, scholarship description, contact information, cover letter, and supplemental information.
So he is filling out something. I think he actually may help her with this, which would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Because we already know the situation regarding her father. He's a bit crazy. And even though you have funding at the moment, this family dispute somehow impacts it? Yes, and I've tried everything I could think of to fix it. Is that right? Well, what have you done? At first I tried to talk to my dad about it, but reasoning with him didn't help. Then I tried making it work by not causing a fuss about it, but it's not going well. And it's so stupid, but I even pledged a sorority thinking I'd get help with free tuition. And by the sorority, you mean the Eta Omicron Tau sorority, your daughter's sorority. Yes, haha, of course. I'm confused. Did they say you get tuition from pledging? As I said, it's stupid, but you asked, so I heard this rumor that they offered free tuition for their sisters, and I pledged to try to get it. And when I pledged, I was told there was a way to get it, but apparently it was some joke. I'm not entirely sure what it was. Oh, but you didn't join the sorority now, correct? Because of your daughter, I've been thinking about joining. So she's been pushing me to do it, and I'm starting to come around. Anyway, Sage told me it could be worth applying for a scholarship, which is the story up until now. Ah, you know, Maya, I think the problem we're faced with is that these scholarships are highly sought after. We get many applicants every year, and while you're welcome to apply, I'm going to be honest out of respect for you and my daughter. It's going to be very difficult to find a fitting scholarship for you. The funds we have available are mostly earmarked for the financial division. You can always apply and hope for the best, but it's a fairly long process, and as I gather, you're more in need of immediate help. And since you already have funding, it's going to be even harder for me to advocate why you should receive a scholarship, especially after having started college. I understand. I don't know what to do anymore. Sorry, I'm not going to put that guilt on you. It's just, you know, there are always ways to get out of situations like these. May I suggest quitting college and repaying the loans? You can find a cheaper alternative going forward. I hear online classes are getting reputable, and there are even cheaper colleges than B&R. Won't I lose time doing that? I'm stating some of the options you have at your disposal. It might take a year of your life, but put that in comparison to the uncertainty you're facing, and it's a good deal. Of course, I'll assist with any paperwork and issues arising from this. I'd happily write your letter of recommendation, too. Thanks, but I don't want that. I'm not sure it's even possible. I don't want to quit college. I like it here. That's why I'm trying to fight. I'm looking for a way to keep going. I thought the circumstances were different, but as we have it, I'm very sorry. I wish I could do more for you, but my hands are tied. Please don't blame my daughter for this. She doesn't know the limits and procedures of my work. Oh, so she's not going to get help. Damn. Mommy, I refuse to have dinner if he's at the table. Frankly, the thought of you feeding him our food is appalling. He is a horrible human being, and he's all that's wrong with this world. We cannot nurture that. I understand why you felt you shouldn't be here now. I'm going to fuck over Maya's chances if I stay. Mommy, he put a penis picture in my presentation. I don't want to hear it. Oh! Muffled laugh. Josie. Sorry, but I can't control it. It's too funny. You didn't see his face when he found out. Mommy, he punched me. I don't want to hear it. Mommy, he knocked out my teeth with a tennis ball. Tibble. Mommy, he's despicable. He's been ruining my love life. Take it up with your father. I will, and let me be perfectly clear, there's no way I'd support any decision making his or his friends' lives easier with our help. I'll be right back. now we're back to where it started. Cell phone rings. Son, I hope I'm not interrupting, but you'll never guess who just dropped by. Dad, now is not a good time for me. It's Zoe. She's back home. Wait, what? She's back? Why? Oh, that's a rather long story. An interesting one, but long. She's been telling it to me over a cup of tea, and I'm sure she wants to tell it to you herself. That is, if you're okay with it? I wasn't sure. I guess. It's why she dropped by. She couldn't reach you. She tried calling you on your old number and found it weird that it was disconnected. She even thought you blocked her. Give her my new number. Son, I didn't tell her the truth about it. I was blindsided when she asked and lied, and I told her that you had recently changed your phone and number. And that your old phone still has her number, but it's shut off. You stopped using that one, right? Yeah, my old phone is switched off. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have lied to her, but I didn't want to embarrass you. I remember how determined you were to move on that day, and... Hey, is she okay? She looked healthy and happy. It's quite the contrast from my last memory of her after the funeral. I see. Grim, you better fucking open up! Dad, I gotta go. This is all going to shit. I can't fucking believe this. I'm sorry, it's my fault. What? With your brother and all, I'm talking about Dad. He's not gonna grant Maya any scholarship. He said that? He made me leave, but I stayed in the hallway and eavesdropped on them. I couldn't make everything out, but he said he couldn't help her. I don't fucking get it. He said he might be able to help when I first asked. He was even positive that there were funds for it. But now he tells her he can't help because she's not studying economics or something. What can we do to help? Nothing. He made up his mind in there. He won't go back on it. I know him. Fucking shit. I thought I could help her. You tried. That counts. You went out of your way to help someone in need. Don't beat yourself up over it. You've given her help. We'll find another way. How? I don't know, but there's gotta be something we can do. We should get back out there. Dinner is almost ready. About that, your brother doesn't want to have dinner with me. Good, then he can leave. Sage, listen, I don't get along with him, like, at all. I'm not blind, dude. I know that. I feel like I'm the blind one. How come you never told me that you're a Burke or a Morgan Burke or whatever it is? I didn't know Jade and Steven were your parents, and Jade's been my teacher. I didn't know, dude. What does it matter? I mean, what's your dad's name? What is your last name? Oh, now they're asking me. It's Neil Lord. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I don't like talking about my family when I'm with you. You know that we have issues, right? And I've only started trusting you with these personal things. It's hard for me to talk about them. Okay, I can understand that. And about Morgan. This isn't the time or place for it. They're waiting for us. Oh, man. How did it go? Not that well. He can't help me. Really? Is there anything we can do to change his mind? No, it doesn't look that way. Well, this is an awkward situation. I have a hand on my cock, and I can't guess if it's the mother's or the daughter's. And if I look down to check, both would notice. Fuck.
It's her.
Okay, I figured it out. She's crazy for doing it here. I'm fucking sweating. Yep, there's that arm. What have I got myself into? Father, will you pass me the salt? Like you need more salt. Pardon? Nothing. So what did you decide? We've come to an understanding, but let's not ruin dinner over it. I'm positive there are ways for Maya to get out of her predicament, and if she's interested, I'll assist her in the ways I mentioned. It's fine. I like the beef. It's very moist and tasty. It's not beef, it's venison. Ah, maybe that's why I like it so much then. It's not your fault. You've likely not had the chance to train your palate in life. Wow, that's rude. Tybalt, apologize. Pardon? You heard me. I'm sorry if I offended you by speaking the truth. She's right, though. This beef is delicious. I like that. What are you up to? Just some rooster stuff. I feel rejuvenated. After achieving all the goals I set out to achieve, I need more goals to strive for. Cello, yoga, and wine tasting. I look forward to mastering you. Excellent. I'll make sure to bless you with my talent in the future. Stroking a thin stick between your legs, lying on your back and swallowing. You were born ready. What? Oh, that's so fucking funny. What the hell? It's you? You're Tibbles? Oh, it did Tibble. Guilty pleasures. Oh, wow, she's the one fucking with him. But why? Isn't it obvious? I've seen your comments, but I never guessed it was you. I'm not exactly proud of it, but no one else puts him in his place, so... Haha, that's so funny. I'm so sorry. Don't be. You did what you could. I told you to quit college? As a way to get out of the loan, I guess. It's advice, but it's not what I want. And I'm not sure it would work since Dad's got the money. How would I even repay a loan without it? Maya, I think the next step is to get some legal help. I can't afford that. Maybe there's someone we know who could help for free then. I don't know any lawyers, do you? No, not personally. I could ask Dad again. You don't have to do that. You've helped me enough. I'll ask around for you. Thanks, everyone. Shall we? How come she's the only one not feeling down right now? It's a defense mechanism. She's trying her best to cope. Priscilla, this is Stephen Burke. We need to talk. Okay. That was dinner.
All right.
Now we can end it. That was a very awkward, crazy dinner.
Oh, yeah.
But it just shows the masterwork of writing that this game is.
This is a very
well-written game. This is the bar. Like, this is literally the bar for the genre right now. Even VNDB says that. This thing is like the highest score out of all the ones that have ever been made as far as the Western novels are concerned.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. All the Western novels in the genre, and this is at the top. City of Broken Dreamers is pretty close, too. And there's a lot of other ones, but they're not quite finished, so, you know, they're not really doing it. But I hope you guys enjoyed this little peek in the episode 9. And we'll be back with more Being a Dick next week. You can count on it. This is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we are out.
Later.